listening to the Young Artist Bedroom on 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby at Simon Fraser University. Thank you for tuning in. We're just chilling, listening to music. Next up is a song called Places by an artist named Self Care.
Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, and you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. My name is Vincent, and I am the only host here today. So I'm going to continue our conversation from earlier. I was talking about my musical journey, and right now, basically, I'm in my band. I work with some people in a music program, and I'm in a school jazz band. So my situation is pretty cool right now. I get to do this show. I get to perform at different venues. I performed at my school. I performed at a couple of other high schools. And hopefully I'll be able to perform at more venues in the future. You know, there's always a lot of small venues to perform at. And that's one thing I want to improve in is reaching out. There's small festivals, small night markets, things like that, that need people to perform. And, you know, a lot of them will take anyone. So it's all about reaching out. Most people will underestimate what they can get, but you can get a lot if you ask. And there's some people I've met who they'll ask and they'll reach for things that most people wouldn't dare touch. And what they achieve and what they get in return is amazing. Like, I know someone from the music program that performed at the P&E last year with his band from the music program. And that's because he reached out. He went emailing and he knocked on that door and then it broke. He got in. So that's what you need to do as a young musician. And that's something I want to do. And another thing I've been thinking about lately is that I want to make an album with my band, maybe a solo project. I can't quite decide, but I want to make an album. And one of the challenges that I've been facing is me and my band will say we want to make an album, but then, you know, once the time comes where we're making music, it's really boring. And I think that's a problem with a lot of young musicians. They kind of romanticize the music making process, even though it is work. It's not going to be rainbows the whole journey through. It's going to be boring. It's going to be tedious. There are going to be things you don't want to do. It might sound bad. And I think what a lot of us need to do is to just fight through that. We need to take those steps, even if our album's bad. You know, everyone's first album, everyone's first song is going to be bad. And we just need to do things more, because the only way to get better is to do things. Like my guitar skill, for example, I only got good because I kept doing it. I didn't learn from a textbook or study and then master it. In fact, I have had performances that have gone really poorly because I tried doing that instead of practicing with my band for a few days at least, like I should. We all practiced our parts individually last minute, and then we came on stage together hoping it would piece together into a great show, and it's a disaster. So the only way to succeed in music is to do it. If you want to make a good album, you need to be making albums, and you get good at that over time. If you want to be good at guitar, you need to keep playing. If you want to have a good performance, you need to keep practicing your songs with your band. And that's something we're all working on. I've gotten more into the grind as time's gone on, but I still have a long journey to go, and I'm sure many young artists can relate. But to everyone out there who's thinking of making an album, performing, who has a band, my advice is to reach out and take those risks. You know, send an album to a radio station, sign up for a performance somewhere at some night market, because there's a lot of opportunities for small guys like us. A lot of people just look past them or think that they're too far. Anyways, next is a song called Dissolving. I hope you enjoy.
Without a flashlight in my hand, we crawled across a man-made creek onto your land. Nothing settled, we made a rule to understand. Can't break this feeling. I'm dissolving, can't break this feeling that I'm dissolving, Walk for days until the rails turn into rust.
almost dropped a couple times when we got lost. The ghosts are us, and we have dreams of being dust.
Beginning in the light, we turn to sand again. From single cell to fold, decline is still development.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to 90.1 FM CJSF. I'm Vincent. This is the Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about being a young musician and listening to some music. So, today has been a really chill day. One of those days where you need coffee to stay awake. And it's been fun. I'm here by myself doing the show. This is awesome. And we just listened to some great music. I've discovered so many new bands at CJSF. We have a music library here, a very big library, and I've explored a lot of it. Well, to me it seems like a lot, but there's so much to explore, you can't possibly conquer that. But I've explored a good chunk of it, and the latest band we just listened to was The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, and the next song I'm going to put on is also from that band. And it's just so cool to find great music from artists that you haven't heard of. There's so many underground artists that produce awesome music. It's a little bit different than mainstream. You know, some things are less polished, but then in a way it makes it more real. And I'm really glad that I can find artists like that to listen to here. And I'd encourage everyone in the audience to go and look for some music that is hiding in the shadows a bit, because that can become our favorites, or something that we listen to in the car, or something that we'll put on every once in a while and really enjoy. Yeah. So that's what I would say to the audience. And sometimes, you know, I like to just put on some headphones and put on a good album and listen to it. Getting getting rid of the distractions, putting on the music, and just absorbing it. Because, you know, a lot of times life is too fast. We have too many things going on at once, and we just need to focus on one thing. So that's how I'd recommend to listen to music. I usually put on an album, one of my favorites. In the future, I might try something new. But I like putting it on, turning off my computer monitor, and just listening, absorbing the music as it was intended. Instead of my normal routine, which would be to put on music in the background and then do something else, surf the web, check messages. Because then you're really looking past the music. You're looking through it. And at that point, why bother? Compared to when I put on my headphones and really listen to the music, I can enjoy it deeper and really use that time better. So our next song is called Dim Sun by the same band I mentioned before. The world is a beautiful place and I am no longer afraid to die. I hope you enjoy.
Where were people made once stood?
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, and this has been the Young Artist Bedroom. Up next is Free Voices, so make sure to stay tuned in. Thank you so much for listening. We have one last song before the show is over.